Welcome. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, U.S. Credit Project, and this is your credit news for today, Friday, April 3rd, 2015. In a report from creditcards.com, bad check collectors come under fire. Now, debt collectors aren't supposed to zing you with false threats, but bad check collectors who work for prosecutors have been doing so for years under an exemption from federal collection law. Now, however, the collectors are under fire from the federal government's Consumer Protection Cop. On Monday, the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cracked down on one of the largest bad check contractors in the United States, sending a warning to the rest of the industry. And I quote here, "National corrective group masqueraded as prosecutors and used deceptive tactics to intimidate consumers into paying hundreds of dollars in extra fees. The debt collector sent letters with prosecutors' letterhead and their signatures threatening criminal action. 10 states allow local prosecutors to use pre-trial diversion programs to collect bad checks. County prosecutors may contract with debt collectors to handle reimbursement of bounce checks, most of which are the result of errors, not fraud. Over 200 million Americans already have a FICO credit score. In order to have a score, you need to have an account that reports to a credit reporting agency, like a credit card, a mortgage, or a loan. And you need to have activity on that account. Contrary to a popular myth, you do not need to pay interest in order to have a good credit score. Just paying off your credit card balance in full every month is sufficient. About 53 million people are currently not scored because they do not have active accounts that report to a bureau. Now, this is where credit scoring is most frequently attacked. There are many people who use their debit cards for everyday purchases, pay all of their bills on time, and have a healthy savings account. Yet they do not have a credit score and can't find qualifying for a mortgage or an auto loan possible. Forcing people to open credit cards in order to get a score, temptation is put into the hands of people. Every psychological study shows that we just spend less money when we use cash. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen said Tuesday that he wants everyone in the near future to do their taxes online through a government account that people would set up through the tax collection agency. The idea is that taxpayers would have an account at the IRS where they or their preparers can log in securely, get all the information about their account, and interact with the IRS as needed, he said at a National Press Club speech in Washington. Koskinen said that goal is one the IRS is pursuing in order to evolve and let people pay taxes just as they pay other bills online. The biggest problem consumer law attorneys see is people trying to collect debts where they have absolutely no authority to do so. Suing people over old debts is another large issue. There are five words debt collectors don't want to hear. The statute of limitations has run out. Okay, that's six. There's a statute of limitations on debt, and after it expires, the debt owner can't sue the debtor in an attempt to get payment. Statute of limitations vary by state and the kind of debt. But if someone tries to collect an old debt of yours, there should be a lot of red flags going up. Ask for documentation that the person is trying to collect the debt is authorized to do that, and that will give you an idea of how old it is. If there's a question about the debt or the authority of the person trying to collect it or the amount, contact somebody who knows, such as myself at Master Credit Solutions. You can get this information for free, or you can consult an attorney. It is illegal for a collector to offer to settle a debt that's beyond statute without telling the debtor the statute has expired. It's misleading. Most states start the statute of limitations from the date of the last payment, so that making a new payment would restart the clock. If somebody contacts you and you haven't heard from them before, don't assume that just because they have information about you that they are legitimate. Ask for written verification of the debt, and if you have any questions about it, give me a call, John Mackey, at 888-417-3400. I will review the case for free If you don't, you may waive your rights if you don't do things correctly. TransUnion, one of the big three U.S. credit bureaus, filed for an initial public offering, according to regulatory papers filed on Tuesday. The company, along with competitors Experian and Equifax, compile credit reports on individuals that sell them to lenders as they evaluate the creditworthiness of potential borrowers. TransUnion had filed for an IPO back in 2011, but withdrew from the process after it was sold to Advent International and Goldman Sachs. It had previously been owned by Madison Dearborn Partners and the Pritzker family. It is looking to raise up to $100 million in the IPO, according to the filing, but this figure is subject to change. Last year, the company's revenue increased by 10% from a year earlier to $1.3 billion. The CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has issued its fourth annual FDCPA report covering the CFPB's activities in 2014. In the section of the report about the CFPB's supervision of debt collectors that qualify as larger participants, the CFPB describes FDCPA violations found by its examiners, including excessive or inconveniently timed phone calls, misleading representations in collection litigation, such as findings by CFPB examiners that one or more entities would dismiss 70% of the lawsuits they filed when the consumer filed an answer because the entities could not locate supporting documentation. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.